April the 25th, Humans in Space. Stay with us.
Stardate is made possible through funding by the undergraduate students of the State University at Stony Brook. It can be heard every night at midnight and every afternoon at 5:58 on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate April the 25th. We're used to thinking of Earth as our environment, our living space. But outer space is an equally good environment for humans. With the aid of our technology, we may someday live there as well. After all, what's Earth got that space hasn't got? Well, there's air for one thing, but the air made available in spaceships is perfectly breathable. There's gravity, but people can live for short periods without that. And larger space stations can spin to simulate gravity. There's food, but food can be grown in space under controlled conditions. So, look at it another way. What's space got to offer that we don't have here on Earth? Well, it turns out, quite a lot. Access to unlimited energy, for one thing. Solar power is easy to get and easy to use in space. Space also has natural resources, building materials. Scientists have already studied the possibility of mining metals from asteroids in the moon. The trick is to think in terms of space as an actual frontier. We wouldn't have to launch everything we needed up from Earth any more than the pioneers had to carry everything they needed west. And maybe that's the best thing of all about space, the fact that it is a frontier. We happen to think that frontiers to explore are vitally important to the spirit of humanity. From the vantage point of our crowded Earth, outer space may provide an outlet for us all. Stardate is written by Deborah Bird, and our show is produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, Texas, zip 78712. Thank you for being with me. I'm Joel Block.
You're very welcome, Joel. It's a pleasure to have you on our radio station.
Sure is.
This is Radio Free Long Island on WUSB.
I'm Mike Juhas.
There's Mike Juhas over there. This is Eric Corley, and
yes.
It's a pleasure to be back after this long and arduous week.
Yes, how was your week?
My week was about as bad as weeks can get.
I understand you've had some problems with your car.
Oh, Mike, you just would not believe the troubles I've had with my car. It's unbelievable. But I guess it's to be expected. I mean, you can't expect a car made in 1966 to last forever, and
it just
reached its end this week, and it's too bad it had to come at this week when I had so much other things to do that preoccupied my time. But
I understand you're getting
no consideration.
I understand you're getting yourself a 64 car because because your 66 car went.
You could say that.
Yeah.
I don't understand the logic behind it myself, but apparently I am going to get a 1964 car the way things look, unless somebody gives me a 1979 car or something like that. Right now, I'm kind of puzzled as to what's going on.
Well,
it's kind of a shock
puzzled
when you realize that it's over. You know, I've had it for almost 4 years now, and it's finished. It's just gone.
It's completely dead, huh?
Gone with the wind. Well, the person at the reliable station told me that there's no hope for it. It's not worth it.
What, a reputable gas station?
A pretty reputable place, yeah.
That kind of reminds me, because we're having a special feature tonight. We're going to have, what was his name?
Someone's coming in?
Let's see.
What should you tell me about these guests we're going to have? I have no idea what's going on. I just walked into the studio. You don't tell me anything.
Where is it now? George Peoria is going to be in. He's a famous car care expert. He has a syndicated...
George, are you kidding me? George Peoria?
You've heard of him.
No, I've never heard of him. George Peoria.
George Peoria. He has
Is he related to Don Topeka or what?
He could be. He could be. He has a syndicated newspaper column on car care. And it will be a
I
great...
I didn't know that.
It will be a great pleasure to have him
Well,
in
you didn't
studio
tell me he was coming in. I mean, maybe I could have saved my car or something a few days ago if you had told me that.
Well, you didn't know it back then, but I didn't know. He just showed up a little while ago.
You mean he's here now?
Well, no, he called up just before the show, and he said he'd be here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the biggest surprise since Harvey Hunter, I guess.
And you weren't even here when Harvey Hunter came.
I was here the second time.
Came bounding through.
I was here the second time. Oh, were you okay?
No, that was just a reminiscence of Harvey Hunter.
How did you do that? You just took something from your head and broadcast it over the air? I mean, you remembered something and you actually... That's amazing.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Well, it comes with time, you know?
Yeah. Let me think. Well, maybe I can. Let me think about somebody falling that I can remember. Oh, yeah, I once fell once very hard down a flight of stairs and... I did it!
See,
wow, it just went right over like that. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How did we do that?
Well, it's all a matter of mental telepathy.
I'll say.
Or telepathy or something
how
like
was,
that.
How was your week? It had to be better than mine.
Well... I don't know. I'm just fine, I suppose.
Well, you're fine now, but how were you, yesterday and the day
made
before?
I made lots of new friends and lots of new enemies, too. I was driving along in my...
It's always fun to do that.
I was driving along in my automobile, and this guy cut me off. And,
ooh.
Yeah, that's...
You don't cut Mike Uhas off, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yeah. So, I don't know. He must have... I gave him an obscene gesture.
Mike,
I saluted him, so to speak.
I mean, people look up to you. You shouldn't be doing things like this.
They look up to me.
On occasion, sometimes they don't. But, no, I understand that. I'm sure everyone who drives a car understands the frustrations. I mean, do you ever have somebody... pass you and then just slow down and
that's exactly what
20 miles
did.
An hour. It's the most annoying thing. I can see how people can be driven totally berserk by something like
this
that.
This guy was in the turning lane by a stoplight, by a traffic light, some people call him. There is a big dispute, by the way, of whether to call a stoplight or a traffic light.
Well, obviously you call it a stoplight because you just said it twice, but what is a traffic light then?
I don't know. I guess it's an alternate form of...
Mike, it can't be a stoplight if it's green, can it? I mean, you don't stop for a green light.
See, now there you go bringing logic into it.
Well, that's the only way I see out of this.
Yeah.
But in any event, I was the one causing a lot of problems this week.
Really?
Because, to flying saucers and everything. The condition that my car was in... I could not go faster than 20 miles an hour, and it took me about 2 minutes to get up to that.
Well, you should have tried putting in a new coil.
Whenever I had to start off again from a traffic light or stoplight or what have you, it took a long, long time for me to get moving, especially if it was an upgrade.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were looking very angrily at me through my rearview mirror. I could see them, and a couple of them made some... gestures, but I don't want to talk about that.
Well,
a lot of people were talking about me, I'm sure, over dinner that night. It's frustrating because there's nothing you can do about it, you know?
I didn't get it explained to what this guy did. Well, he was next to me at a traffic light, and he was in the turning lane, but of course he went straight.
Oh.
And so, like, we were both creeping up to the light, you know, how you do when it... And creeping into the intersection while the other direction was yellow.
Uh-huh.
And, so the guy took off, and that's when I saluted him.
Ooh.
And then all of a sudden, he just kind of like applied his brakes, and I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's Main Street in Port Jeff.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm familiar with that.
And I had to turn off anyway. So. Did we just get buzzed by an airplane?
Must have flown low over the studio. It's kind of a foggy night outside.
Is it?
Well, continue.
I don't know. There's a wooden board over the window.
You've got to get that fixed.
So I took off. But he probably thinks I'm a... Is that a truck in there now? He probably thinks I just took off because he stopped. And I didn't because I had to turn down that way anyway.
Oh.
But I felt good because I saluted him.
Yeah. You know what happened... to me today.
No.
Actually, I was with Frank, our chief engineer. We were driving back to the studio. And at the entrance to the university, there are these roads, I mean, one-way streets. But they're not marked one-way streets. They're just wide enough for one car to go through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you're familiar with them at the second entrance to the university. Anyway, we were going down one of these little things, and for the first time in my life, I saw somebody actually coming back up the wrong way, right into our direction. And I have to say, the first reaction to that is just one of pure shock and amazement that someone would actually do something like that.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, we did manage to squeeze by him. We must have scared that person.
Was he going the wrong way?
He was going the wrong way. We were going the right way. But I realize there's no way for him to know that because the sign's just not marked.
Yeah, there's a...
It's pretty funny, though.
There's a sign that indicates that you have to go on the right side of the little island, which is on the right side of the island.
Yeah, he was coming the other way, where that sign isn't.
Oh.
You see, there's only one sign. It's quite an odd situation.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that added to my frustrations this week was a traffic light that I always frequent happened to break down this week, so it always was red, and I had to stop and then take 10 minutes to get where I was going to accelerate.
Yeah, I had that same problem.
At the same time, getting about 3 miles to the gallon is just too much.
Yeah.
If anyone out there has any suggestions as to what I should do with my car, just give us a call.
I have a suggestion.
Well, I mean, you know, a nice suggestion.
Dump it. How much less
you had to say it. You had to say it, didn't you? I've had that car for 4 years. It's had a lot of sentimental value to me. There's no car in the world that looks like that car anywhere.
I'll agree with that.
Okay, it's got personality.
You can say the same thing about my car,
it's got
too.
Beauty in a strange sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
How can you say dump it in that barbaric tone? I mean, it's a part of me. I can't just get rid of it.
You have been developing a knock.
I'm going to have to sit in front of my house. Very funny, Mike. Very funny. It's going to have to sit in front of my house for at least 6 to 8 months before I can part with it. That's just the way I feel.
Oh. This is Ravel's Bolero, is it not?
Something like that. I don't know where it's coming from, but it has invaded.
It's not
studios.
Coming from me.
It's kind of pushing us out. But I think we still have a couple of minutes left before we have to get out of its way.
Yeah. Well...
Have you ever had a problem with like that, though, as I've had, where you just... Well, I believe you told me once that your whole wheel fell off or something in Staten Island. Is that true?
Well, actually, it started off as losing my brakes in Connecticut.
Oh.
And...
At a toll booth, no less.
Yes, exactly.
That's not a good thing to do.
But it's absolutely true of absolutely what happened. I was driving down the Connecticut Turnpike, and I kind of envisioned myself having a tire blowout.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's pretty bad news, you know.
Not a welcome thing to have happen to you at all.
So, but no, actually what had happened was I stepped on the brakes and they were kind of spongy. And what, of course, had happened was I lost them. The little mechanisms inside came apart.
Uh-huh.
So I went to stop at a toll booth and things just went flying all over the place. Wow. And so what happened was I got all this... brake fluid oil in the wheel itself.
Yeah.
And so I had it fixed, but it was lining the inside of my linings. Yeah, it was lining the linings. That's pretty neat.
Interesting.
And
only in America.
What it did was it dissolved all the wheel bearing grease. And as I was coming through Staten Island one day, I just felt like I had a flat tire, but what had happened was that the wheel bearing grease had dissolved and the bearing was bearing on itself. And, oh, boy, was it an utter mess. It was terrible.
Do you remember the time that I got 2 flat tires at once and you had to rescue me? I think that was a pretty unique thing to have happen.
I'll never forget that one. And you remember the time when somebody told you you have to, when you were to change your wires and your spark plugs?
Oh, I don't
want
to talk about that.
Okay.
Well, I admit that was my fault. I pulled the wires off and I didn't know they had to go back in the same order. And they weren't marked. Oh, that was pretty funny, though, I have to admit.
It's typical.
Except when I got the bill from the gas station for putting them back on in the right order. That was kind of ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But you learn, you know. I'll never do that again. I'll do something else stupid, but not
right.
That.
Yes.
Well, let's look to the future.
Okay.
Things can't get any worse. They got to get better.
True.
Right?
Well, that's being a pure optimist about the whole situation, and I guess that attitude should be commended.
Thank
condemned.
You. Thank you very much.
Is the word condemned or commended? Either?
I don't want to tell you, I feel a lot better after having talked about it. It sort of, you know, it brings it out of your system.
Yeah.
And you feel purged somehow. It's nice. It's a good feeling.
It is. It truly is. Well,
let's let the music say the rest.
Good enough.
Radio Free Long Island.
Children, we're so glad you could be with us today on our show. I'm Uncle Rodney, and here's Captain Christopher to tell us what we're going to be doing today.
Why, thanks, Rod, and do we have a great show planned for you today, boys and girls. We're going to hear a story, learn a little bit about counting, and visit with one of our nice neighbors. Mm-hmm. I just know that you're going to love it, so here's Uncle Rodney to start off our story.
Thank you, Captain, and our story today, boys and girls, is about a man named Ray. Ray lives in New York City in an apartment building. But do you see what's wrong with Ray's building?
Well, turn to page 7, boys and girls, in your Uncle Rodney and Captain Christopher readers that you should all have bought by now.
Look carefully at Ray's building, children. See? There's no glass in the windows. but there's plenty of glass on the floors.
Can you spell tenement, kids?
Now, Ray would like to go out and get a job, but no matter how hard he tries, he is never able to get one. So he sits in his house all day long and looks at the radio.
Can you spell unemployment?
Now, turn the page, boys and girls, and you will see a picture of another building. This is where the main offices of the Exhale Oil Company are. See how nice and new this building is?
Can you spell filthy, dirty, stinking rich?
Last year, the people who work in this building made more money than they ever made before. And it's a funny coincidence because the people who live in Ray's building spent more money last year than they ever spent before. Do you think you see a connection, boys and girls?
Can you spell capitalist pig, kids? That's one of our compound words.
So one day, Ray found a piece of paper that told him all about how he and his neighbors could get jobs for themselves and have their windows fixed, too. All they had to do was topple the bourgeois bureaucrats from their podiums and embrace the joys of communism.
Can you spell People's Revolution?
So Ray and his friends, after leading the revolution, received 100% support from the people, established equality and justice, and lived happily ever after.
Well, that was a nice story, wasn't it, boys and girls?
Oh, boy.
And don't forget what we were talking about last week when we said that if you really wish hard enough, you can make your favorite story come true.
That's right, Captain Christopher. And I really hope that this story comes true, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I believe you have a counting lesson for us now, Captain. Is that right?
Yes, it is, Uncle Rodney. Now, if you turn to page 68 of your readers, which, by the way, if you haven't gotten by now, they're available for $4.99 from P.O. Box 480-1212, Grand Central Station, New York. And don't forget your federal excise tax. Your readers, now, boys and girls, you can follow along with us. Now,
page 68, boys and girls.
Yeah, there you go. Now, if you look at the top of the page, you'll see 10 oranges.
Can you count them, kids?
Now, right below the oranges, there are two people. One of them has a suit and tie, while the other one is dressed in working clothes.
One man is rich, and one man is poor.
Very astute of you. Now, if we look at the picture below that, we see that the rich man has taken all 10 of the oranges, and the poor man has none.
The poor man is angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's turn to the next page, boys and girls. And here we see 20 oranges. And the same thing happens all over again. The rich man takes all 20 oranges and the poor man has none. But this time, the rich man feels so terribly sorry for the poor man, so he gives him a piece of the skin of one of the oranges. Now, the rich man is happy. His conscience is at rest. But the poor man is very angry.
Next time, we're going to give the poor man a gun and see if things turn out any differently.
Well, how did you like our counting lesson, boys and girls? Hey, wait a minute. Is that knocking I hear?
Yes, I hear a knock on the door.
I'll go get it.
Who do you think that is?
Well, it's probably Uncle Boris.
Uncle Boris.
Yay.
Uncle Boris is our friend that we promised would drop by today, and,
Let me just go get the door,
Okay, open
Rod.
Up the door, and let's see if it is Uncle Boris. Hey, it is Uncle Boris.
Hello.
How are you, Uncle Boris?
Hey, hello. How are you? How are you today? Well, we got
we're just fine. We're learning about counting, and we're learning about apartment buildings and things like that. What have you brought us today, boys?
Well, I've got just the thing that can get rid of all the ugly tenements in the world.
Oh, and what is that?
That's one of our B-52 bombers.
Whoa.
Just for you.
Oh, boys and girls, do you see that?
No, you
can't see that. This is radio, but I bet you can imagine it.
Yeah. You know how we got this one? It fell off the back of a truck on the Jersey Turnpike. But we got it for you. Got it out in the field in Montana for you, if you want it.
Well, I think we can definitely use that here.
You like B-52-ski?
Yes, what do you think, Captain?
Well, that sounds like a great idea to me.
Okay, let's take it then. Thank you very much, boys.
Wait a minute. I got some more stuff.
Oh, you got
too.
Some more stuff. Great.
Grenade skis.
Grenade skis.
Special closeout deal.
That sounds fair.
Okay, well, we got you two cases and a quart of heavy cream.
Okay, that's very nice. We can use the heavy cream for the cat.
Okay, well, I'll be back next week.
Okay, thank you very much, Boris.
Bye-bye.
Hey, say goodbye, Captain.
Bye-bye, Boris. Hey, thanks for stopping in. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, kids.
Bye-bye. Well, kids, that's going to wrap up our show for this week.
We really did have a great show today, didn't we, Rod?
I think so. We learned a lot about counting and things.
And tenements and how to blow them up.
Hey, yeah. Okay, well, next week, boys and girls, we're going to be doing all sorts of special things, so make sure you tune in. And remember the spirit of revolution, kids.
Wipe out capitalism before it wipes you out.
So long, boys and girls.
Bye!
This is Uncle Rodney.
And Captain Christopher.
Bye-bye. Lord have mercy. Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no. Oh yes. Oh no. Oh yes. No.
Listen to WUSB 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mikey Dredd and Mick Jones and Joe Strummer. And
all sounds you, like something you'd play.
Yeah, all you guys in the Clash who got together and put out that dub version of Junko Partner.
You could have guessed.
Radio Free Long Island. That's an old song, believe it or not. It's a blues song.
I believe
a few people have done that in the past. And look what happened to it. It's totally changed. It's like what we're doing to radio.
Boy, so, we're really fouling it up tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Radio Free Long Island, that's what we're here for, you know, non-commercial alternative.
In stereo, of course.
Of course. Maybe even in quad in some places, who knows?
Yeah.
It's 12:45, and who are you? You're Mike Juhas.
And you're Eric Corley.
Right, right.
And we have an independent raider who's with us today.
Okay, and what is that person going to be rating?
Well, we're going to be featuring some of the latest albums that have come out in the, the last... Well, several months, a couple of months.
We have a whole stack of records, and we're going to be playing some of them for you, and I'd like your opinions on it.
That's you in there. That's you.
Who's me?
No, I'm pointing to her.
Oh, you're pointing to someone else.
In there. Why don't you let her say hello to everybody?
Oh, okay. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, she said that.
Great.
Very nice.
Well done.
Maybe we should explain to the folks what we're doing here. We're in three different rooms, and nobody can see each other.
Well, I can see her.
Oh, you can see? I can, too, if I stand up.
She's the only one who can see everybody.
She can see everybody, but I can't see you, Mike, and you can't see me.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't you put her back on Mike again?
Okay.
Hi. I'm back on Mike.
That was fun. Well, why don't we start off with our first record? I have one here.
What record are you going to preview?
I have Greg King.
It's Kin.
Kin, yeah.
As in Next of Kin, which is one of his albums. That's very clever, isn't it?
Right. In fact, I even own that album. It's on the Berserkly label, or I guess...
You own one of the copies of that album, not the album.
You're right.
Okay.
So we're gonna
I don't even think he owns the album.
We're going to give you about several seconds...
Well, what's the name of this record?
Well, it's called...
Some information.
It's called Greg Rock-Kin-Roll Band.
He always comes up with these clever titles.
Right.
He's got a wit that boy has.
Yes, and the tune we're going to hear an excerpt of is Sheila. And on the other side, we might even listen to Valerie.
Okay, let's give it a listen and see what we think. Great tune.
Well,
yeah.
Like
hey,
that?
That was catchy. I kind of liked it. What does our rate think?
Well, it sounded pretty good. I like the beat. I'd give it a 9.
9?
A 9.
Yeah. Okay, what do you have, Eric?
I gave it only a 7.5, only because...
Well, you're not allowed to give it. You have to give her our independent rater.
I thought you asked me what I had.
No, yeah. What record's there?
Oh, what record? What record? Okay.
Let's be expedient about this.
Okay, I have something by a fellow named Ian Gom. And you might remember Ian Gom from Brinsley Schwartz and all that stuff. He's got a new album now called What a Blow. And, well, let's take a listen to a little bit of it. And I think he's showing improvement in his lyrics. Brinsley Schwartz, you might recall, did a lot of sort of... almost country-style music, and there you saw a distinct rock and roll element. It's characterized further in other tracks. See, the beat is there. It's there, it's predominant, and the lyrics are much more intelligent than they ever were before, and I think he's improved. What does our rater say?
Oh, I think it was excellent. I think it was 9.8.
Wow, our rater's doing pretty, yeah. Being pretty generous today. What do you think, Mike? Are you there, Mike?
Well, no, I'm someplace else.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm not allowed to rate.
Well, no, I want to know what you think, though.
Oh, no, I don't think. I don't think. I'm totally devoid of thinking.
Well, you said it.
Yes.
Well, what do you have for us?
Well, next thing I have is something from Fred Firth. It's from the album...
Fred Firth? That's one of those names that you think somebody made a mistake saying.
No, excuse me. Fred Firth.
Is it Frith?
It's Frith, I'm sorry.
Fred Frith. Okay, well, let's get this slowly. And okay, Fred Frith. Okay,
The album's entitled Speechless, and this is a part of Kick the Can, Part 1.
Very unusual, very spacey, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, well, let's ask our independent rater.
Well, I'm not really into that spacey music, so I'll give it a 6.
A 6. Mm-hmm. I heard some pretty strange things there. It sounded like birds.
It's too much screaming in it.
Screaming, too. But I imagine they use quite a bit of synthesizers and electronic-type instruments. It's good to see that rising today in the music world. I think it's, while this may not be the best of records, it's certainly good to have it as sort of an alternative.
Right.
Do you understand?
I do.
Okay, there's a record out now called The Jags, No Tie Like a Present, and another one of those clever titles. Actually, you know, if you're exposed to it long enough, you start to get sick of these, clever titles.
Yeah.
But let me describe the cover. It looks like they're in a UFO. A lot of bands are doing that these days. No Tie Like a Present, you see the 5 band members, they're all in black jackets, one's in a leather jacket, and they look really, weird big stuff. People have written on the back here on the station that were known for writing comments on albums. Oh. Someone has crossed out the Jags and written Elvis Costello. Someone has crossed out Elvis Costello and written Jim Carroll.
Somebody has crossed out Jim Carroll and written Togo.
No, and written Graham Parker. Then somebody crossed that out and wrote the Jags. And then somebody crossed that one out and wrote the Shags.
Elvis Costello. Oh, hey, did we find that record?
No, the Shags are still missing in action. We don't
somebody
know.
Somebody said it's found.
Oh, it is.
Good, we'll get that later.
Hey.
If we can find it.
Feature the Shags later.
Well, let's hear it.
But these aren't the Shags. These are the Jags. No Tie Like a Present. Let's give it a listen. Responsive to the light song. And we see kind of a slowish type of melody there. Not really the rock and roll they were known for when they first came out. I mean, they could almost be classified as a new wave band. Well, right. Actually, everything was being classified as a new wave band. Everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Even Dire Straits was new wave. You know, if Bob Dylan had released an album for the first time in 1979, he would have been a punk.
Sure.
So it's kind of unfair to say that the Jags were a new wave. They might have been just, another rock and roll band. But judging from this album... You back?
Yeah.
Judging from this album, they're just a mellow rock band. I mean, listen.
Very soft,
Boston or something.
Very
like
soft.
Toto, maybe. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's...
Let's ask the independent reader. Hello?
Yes, well, from what I heard...
Well, you heard 2 songs there, so you have to divide by 2.
I think we've certainly shown enough of this band.
Well, to your independent rate, Raider.
8.5 sounded pretty good.
Can you dance to it? Can you dance to it?
I couldn't dance to that. I tried.
Sure you can.
Yeah,
you can dance to anything if you try hard enough.
Well, that may be true.
You may end up looking like a total spastic.
That's true.
This is very funny. I saw Eric trying to dodge raindrops yesterday, and if you ever saw a total spastic...
I wasn't...
Well, it's the latest dance.
I was not trying to dodge raindrops.
Okay,
first of all, if anybody knows what was going... I mean, anyone who was out in that rain last night, I was out there, and my car was out there, too, and if you have been listening over the last hour, you know what I've gone through with my car, and this rain did not help, so, you know, the little kick in the face from Mother Nature, I've been kind of upset, but no, I wasn't trying to dodge raindrops, I was trying to walk around the lakes that seem to gather here on campus whenever it rains.
Right.
I mean, you have to have a rowboat with you, or else you simply drown.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
Well, let's see. I have a selection. It's a rather jazz selection. It's by the Arnett Cobb Quartet.
Hey, that sounds
great. Featuring Arnett Cobb on tenor sax. And on the front cover here, it shows him playing his sax, and he's in a pair of crutches. Now, we're going to, I believe the tune we're going to hear is from Take the A-Train.
That's nice. I guess it's good, you know, jazz music and everything. But, I mean, it's been done before. I mean, how many times do you have to do it? Okay, take the A train. Oh, boy, you know. A train doesn't even go where it used to go, does it?
Yeah, it does. But did you ever hear it backwards?
I guess that's what you hear when you go from Rockaway up to the Bronx again.
Independent Raider, what did you like better?
Isn't that funny? Independent Raider and the A is on the independent line.
Well, you would know these things.
Playing it backwards, I give it 7.
Playing it forwards?
Playing it forwards, I give it 6.
That's pretty heavy.
I guess our Raider does not like jazz.
There's a new Grateful Dead album out.
Uh-oh.
Yes, there is. It's a double album. It's called Reckoning, and it's a live album. It's another live album. There are quite a few of them out already. This one was mixed at Club Front in San Rafael and recorded live at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco September 25th through October 14th, 1980, and at Radio City Music Hall in New York October 22nd
as
through
an extra
31st,
bonus.
1980. And, well, let's see what that tour sounded like. A lot of, you know, acoustic guitars and soft melodic type stuff. There are actually two parts to this. Actually, there are two records, so it's, let me try and get the other one out. But I don't think we've really seeing anything new from the Dead. It's old songs, first of all, and nothing really new as far as the way they do it live. Same lyrics, same guitar work, same crowd, same everything. I give this album, well, if I was a Raider...
But you're not.
Okay, but I would give it a 2.
Or
what,
a
what,
2?
What do you say?
I give it a 5.
A 5.
Well, that's the lowest rating. I like the guitar music.
It's the lowest rating she's given to anything tonight?
7.
You can't change your rating.
I can change my mind.
True, but you can't change your rating. Well, that's the new Grateful Dead album for you, folks. Oh, and by the way, speaking of Grateful Dead, this is quite on the... what's the word I want to use?
Open up.
It's what?
Up and up.
Something like that. This is true. We will be giving away tickets to the Grateful Dead on tour somewhere, wherever they're playing this year.
Call us now.
Don't call us now about that.
We do not have the tickets.
No, we
will
don't.
Not answer the phone.
We won't have the tickets for a while, but if you want information on how to...
keep listening.
Get them. Keep listening. And we'll tell you. We'll over the air, and we'll tell you numbers to call to get more information. We will be giving away a lot of tickets, though, so stay tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. This is Radio Free Long Island right now. We're previewing some albums. If there's an album you'd like to have us preview, feel free to give us a call, 246-7901. What do you have for us now, Mike?
Well, I have something from the Pure Prairie League.
Oh.
Their new album.
They used to be one of my favorite bands. You know, I liked Amy.
Yeah, that's everybody's favorite. Even yours. You like that, don't you?
It's all right.
Well, anyhow, they have a new album out. This is entitled
Something. Wait, before you play, does it have the same picture of that old man and
you know, the sort of Western
the
scene.
The sombrero and the gopher by his shoe.
Same thing?
Yes.
Amazing.
But you already saw it. So. Well, anyhow.
Well, some of our people might not have seen it. I was asking for their benefit.
Yeah.
And you want to spoil their fun.
Well. Okay, well, let's get on with this one here. Okay, you ready?
Pure Prairie League. Oh, come on. I mean, how many times can you put out a song like that? It just, you know, keeps coming at you and coming at you. It never changes. Same old stuff. You could have put that out 10 years ago. You could have put that out 15 years ago, and nobody would have blinked an eye. In fact, somebody probably already did.
Right.
I give that... I'd like to ask our rater something. Can you give negative ratings, or does it have to be zero is the lowest? Well,
zero is the lowest.
What do you give that?
I give it an 8.
An 8?
I never get tired of hearing that.
Oh, my goodness. Great.
Well, I guess she must be biased and bribed.
Okay,
that reminds me, Bunky and
Spunky
are going to be speaking about that very same subject a little later.
Well, I hope people listen to them for a change.
No, I hope not.
There's a new one by Robert Gordon. Are you going to be the one? Oops, I'm sorry. It's got a very interesting picture of him on the front. It's kind of like Robert Gordon, but very strange Robert Gordon. In the back, he's playing pool with the same expression on his face. He looks like one of those monsters, actually. He's got a square head. It's very strange. But let's take a listen to the new Robert Gordon album.
I love that.
Rock and roll,
cool.
good vocals. You know, the man's got a strong voice. There's no two ways about it. Listen to this.
All right.
You can't argue with that. And he's got a beat. He's got the rock and roll down. What more do you need?
Let's ask the independent rater.
Wow, it was really upbeat to it. I liked it. Okay, I'll give it a 9.9.
Well, I don't know if I can go that far, but
that is pretty good.
Wow. Well.
The next thing I have here is from Rocky Erickson.
Oh, boy.
And the Aliens. And the name of the album is something written in some foreign language. It looks like Greek or something. But, which, by the way, is tomorrow the Greek Easter or New Year's or something like that?
The Greek Easter?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing.
Well, anyhow, here's one of the tunes from that. Let's see. Just put the turntable in gear and see if we can get it.
Interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah.
He seems to be doing something to the guitars there. And
I just have to get another lick in from another tune.
Wow.
Harvey
Hunter. That is totally unheard of.
Harvey Hunter could have used that in Week of the Whales, right?
You're right, he could have. In fact, that film should have been out by now. I'll have to give him a call and find out what went wrong.
Maybe we can give away free tickets to that.
To the showing of Week of the Whale. But let's get back to this. What does our independent rater give this?
Well, I give it a 5.
I have to agree.
Yeah, me too. I think we all agree on that at this point.
Well, there's a Humble Pie LP called Go for the Throat, and I don't want to describe the title. It's kind of, the picture on the
front cover. Can I just explain something?
Go ahead.
On this last album I just played, let me just hold it up to our independent rater and tell us how you like the design of this cover.
I give that a 3.
A 3? That much?
Well, could you describe it to me? Because I can't see
it.
No one else can.
It looks like a garbage pizza.
A garbage pizza?
Yeah, except it's like a big collage of everything and
Well, it has nice colors to it.
Yeah, interesting colors. That's why.
That's how it got the 3.
Okay.
Well, you just reminded me we have to get a pizza, but in any event.
Oh, yeah.
There is a pizza? There is a new Humble Pie LP. Maybe we'll get some Humble Pie, too. Oh, boy, that's good. Go for the Throat is the name of the album, and they do some Elvis Presley songs here. They do a lot of stuff. Let's see how it sounds. Oh, no. I mean, you've heard voices like that so many times. I mean, every band seems to have a singer that sounds like that. You know, every band is trying to be hip with the 14 to 16 crowd. It's just, I don't know. Don't they get tired of it? What do you think? Well, let's listen to another song. And rock and roll, folks. Led Zeppelin imitation here. Come on, how far can you go?
Independent raider?
Really? Yeah, how far can you go?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 4.
I'd have to agree with that, if not lower.
Okay, well, the next thing I have is from...
Oh, I dropped it.
Oh.
I didn't really mean
not
to do
that. Not on purpose,
that.
Though, huh?
No, but I'm not sorry I did it.
Well,
put it
you
back
know,
in there.
You know what happens if you drop records, you know, you kind of...
What, did you drop your whole stack in there?
Actually, that's what happens to DJs who lose their step. The next thing I have is by Robin Lane and the Chartbusters.
Good band. Nice. That's kind of exciting type music. It makes you get into the spirit of it. I'm inspired by music like that.
All right, it makes me want to get up and boogie.
Yeah.
I give her 9.
A 9. What do you say, Mike?
8.
Yeah.
I thought
you couldn't give ratings.
Well,
but in any event,
you asked me. It's not an official rating.
There is a new Pretenders EP out. It's an extended play. It's got 2 songs on one side and 3 songs on the other. But let's see how it rates up as far as other Pretenders stuff goes. I hope I have it at the right speed. But even if I don't, we'll find out. Oh, well, we know right there that's for the Pretenders.
Yeah.
There's nothing more need be said about that. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I have 2 more records.
Okay.
And the first thing is I lost the cover here. Ooh. Tom Dickey and the Desires on USB FM.
Another one sells out to disco, is that right?
Yeah. Independent Raider?
I give it a 4 just for the title.
What's the title?
You didn't even hear the title.
I forgot. I wasn't
name of the group.
Oh,
I could never understand that. If you put out a new album, or just if you put out an album, period, if I put out an album, do you think you would just name it nothing and have it, you know, Mike Juhas, his first album is called Mike Juhas?
I'd have it as Mike Juhas 1. And to make things extra confusing, mm-hmm. the next one I'd name Mike Juhas 2.
Now, you see, I'm just the opposite. I would do it the opposite way. Well, George Harrison did something like that recently. He put out his last album, just called George Harrison. And years from now, people are going to say that was his first album because it was named George Harrison. And he knows that, and he loves it. And I do things like that, too.
Yeah.
But I think every album should have a name. There should be some sense of creativity in there.
Right.
And if you're going to name an album after yourself, it should pretty well describe yourself. And I doubt very much that a first album could do that.
Right.
So,
Well, do you have one more?
Yes, I do. It's a
so do I.
It's a Robin Trower LP. It's Jack Bruce and Bill Lawden with him. It's called BLT, and I can't imagine what that stands for.
It stands for their names.
BLT stands for... Oh, you mean Bruce Lawden Trower? The first letter of each, initials? How about that? And you know something really
not
strange?
I'm not even into that music.
There's a picture of a hamburger in the front. Oh, wow, if you turn it around, it's a... big close-up of a piece of rye bread.
Does it look like pizza?
No, not really. There's lettuce and there's tomatoes and things. One of the pieces of lettuce is very yellow. I don't know what the point of this is. It doesn't say anything about hamburgers anywhere on the album. It's just strange pictures of hamburgers. I guess they're into that type of thing. But let's see what it sounds like. Robin Trower, Jack Bruce, and Bill Lawden. Sound like they play very well together. What do you think, Mike?
Yes.
How about our independent
raider?
Sounds
good, yeah.
Can we hear some more of that?
You want to hear some more of it? Okay, yeah. I'll put something else on. We'll track the other side.
Very good.
Yeah?
I like that very much.
I like that a lot.
I like the other side, then.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. You know, some of our fans might like one side more than the other.
Well, I guess for our last album...
This is the grand finale, folks.
This is from Trapezoid. It's from their new album, Now and Then, and it's on Flying Fish. Well, how did you like that?
Excellent. 10.
10?
Can you tell us why?
That is excellent. It just sounded really good.
Can you tell us why you gave that a 10?
Well,
because I was holding up a sign that said 10?
That had something to do with it, yes.
Oh.
Mike, have you been holding up signs the whole time?
How do I know you haven't been?
Well, I haven't. That's how you know.
Oh, okay.
Now, how do I know you haven't?
I haven't. That's how you...
No, I don't go for that at all. That doesn't make sense. Well, in any event, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed our album tracking. If there's another album you'd like us to track at a future date,
I enjoyed it.
Drop us a line or give us a call. Our number is 246-7901. That's 246-7901 in regular English.
246-7901.
And our address is Radio Free Long Island, care of WUSB, State University at Stony Brook, Stony Brook, New York, 11794.
Thank you.
Okay, what are we going to do? 7 minutes after one, 47 degrees outside.
What is it inside?
Inside? Okay. What do you think it is inside?
Well, I don't know. It's probably about 73 over there.
75, very close. But since you're nowhere near the conversion chart, I want to ask you, what is 47 degrees on the Celsius scale?
47 degrees,
Then you better be right.
Let's see. Nine.
Eight.
Ooh!
You're wrong.
That was close. Close.
Sorry.
Thank you.
11 minutes after the hour, and I'd just like to warn you, don't touch that dial. No, don't touch it. The Tripod family, yeah, they're right around the corner. Right after this.
Radio Free Long Island, in coordination with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, presents The Tripod Family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle for peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. When we left our friends last week, Howard had just agreed to start filming a major motion picture on Whitney Island. And now, as we join Howard, we see that he has just arrived at Whitney Island, and we hear him.
Oh, what a beautiful island. It's just perfect for a film. I can hardly wait to get started. I wonder where Uncle Jonathan is. I saw him before.
Hey, you. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Howard Tripod. I'm here to star in the motion picture about the two people who get stranded on an island for 20 years.
Howard Tripod. How do you spell that? With a Y?
No. It's T-R-I-P-O-D.
Tripod. Okay, I've got it. You're here. Uh-huh.
Who are you?
Me? Oh, I'm the stage manager. I'll be giving you all of your directions. Ralph Al Pignato is the name. You can call me Ralph, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that's a relief. I don't think I could say your other name.
you're from Long Island. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. How did you know?
I was just talking with Mr. Oligarch a little while ago.
Mr. Oligarch? Oh, you must mean Uncle Jonathan.
Oh, he's your uncle, is he?
Well, actually, he's my wife's uncle, but the whole family calls him that.
I see. So, what part of Long Island are you from, anyhow?
Well, did you ever hear of Stony Brook?
Yeah, they have a big university out there, don't they?
Yeah, well, we don't live there, but we do live right next to it in a place called East Setauket.
East Setauket? No, I never heard of it.
What was that?
Oh, I think they're bringing in the elephants and the elephants now.
Elephants?
Yeah, elephants.
I didn't know there were any elephants in this film.
Yeah, there's all sorts of wildlife. Plenty of wildlife. They're going to be bringing in chimpanzees and walruses and seals and...
Walruses?
Even a whale, pretty soon.
Walruses and seals?
Yeah, watch out for the tigers.
What kind of an island is this supposed to be, anyway?
Well, it's going to be an interesting film, I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Tell me something, that famous French actress that's supposed to co-star with me, Brigitte Leroux?
Brigitte, yeah.
Yeah, is she here yet?
No, I don't think I've seen Brigitte. I haven't seen, but I'm sure she'll be here pretty soon. See, listen, I got to get going, but I'll talk to you later, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, so
what'd
long.
You say your name was again?
My name's Howard Tripod.
Okay, Howard.
Bye, Ralph.
Okay, bye.
He was a nice guy. I wonder if there's anyone else I can talk to while I'm waiting for things to get started. Oh, it's really amazing how I'm missing everyone at home already. It's only been a few hours since I left Long Island, but it feels like years. I can just see Kathy sprucing up the house and starting on her garden. Pop's probably complaining about something right now, and Charlie's probably next door cutting his grass. It all seems so... I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you there.
I wish you'd watch where you're going, Mac. Oh. It took me all day to lay down these cables.
I'm sorry.
Now I got to start from scratch all over again.
Jay, I'm really sorry.
It took me about 8 hours.
I guess I was daydreaming. I didn't see where it was going. Here, I'll help you put that back.
No. I'd really prefer to do it myself.
Nonsense. This isn't that hard to figure out. I'll just put this wire over here like...
Will you get out of here and let me do it myself, please? Please, leave me alone.
There's no reason to get touchy. I can't find anything to do around here. And everyone's so busy.
Hey, including me. I'm pretty busy myself. Now, listen, Mac. If you go looking for something to do, why don't you just take a boat ride around the island? It's a nice, beautiful island. And I think there's a canoe right over there. Or a little rowboat over something over there.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. I've always wanted to do something like that. Well... Thanks, whoever you are.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, please, just leave me alone.
Okay, wow, that's not a bad idea. Let me go over there and see about this canoe. It's a nice one. I'll lift it up here. Right into the water. Hey, this is nice. This is really relaxing. I don't feel like I have any troubles at all in the world now. I can just sit back and look at the sky and feel the water underneath me. Oh, this is great. The current's kind of strong, though. Maybe I should try to move closer to the island. Try to go to that little port over there. But, wow, this current is very strong. I really better start to push back towards the island quickly. I can't move. I'm moving in the other direction. I don't want to move in the other direction. Hello? You guys on the shore, can you hear me? Hello, I'm moving the other way. I don't want to do that. I want to go back to the island. Hello? They can't hear me. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do?
And so, just as Howard is preparing to start filming the major motion picture, he becomes cast adrift in a small canoe. And you'll be with us next time when we'll hear Kathy say,
I wonder what Howard's doing right now.
That's next week on the Tripod Family, right here on this station. This is Don Topeka.
Record.
Thrilling.
What did you think of that, Mike?
Deeply compelling.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting the way they mix things together there.
Yeah.
Well, that was, what was that? We're marching to Zion, Robert Lowry and Isaac Watts, a congregation of the Ridgecrest North Carolina Baptist Conference Center. From Brighton the Corner, Where You Are. Black and white urban hymnody. Something like that.
You never know what's going to happen next here.
You never know. Or we seldom know ourselves.
What's happening in there anyway?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to describe.
Is it the same thing that's happening in here?
If not the same, certainly very similar.
Down to the waterfront.
Where would you like to go? But what is going to happen tomorrow is what people keep asking, and I guess we have to let them in on the secret,
which is...
Okay, get ready. You all set?
I'm ready.
The high Saturday will be in the 50s. There's more.
Uh-huh.
Variable cloudiness and cooler.
Do
Saturday
go on.
And Saturday night. Once again, the high will be in the 50s, but the low Saturday night will be in the upper 30s.
Pretty ominous.
To low 40s. Sunday. We are expecting fair and pleasant.
Huh.
High 60. 65. The chance of rain is about 40% right now. It'll be 20% tomorrow and tomorrow night. No winds to speak of, and there's a small craft advisory for all you folks out in small boats tonight. So you shouldn't be out there if you're out there.
So rattle your pots and pans if you see fog.
If you are out there, say hello to the 15 to 25 knot northwest winds that are also out there.
Eric.
Mike.
What is the true purpose of all this noise?
I don't know. I think it's just to cover up the fact that we're not saying anything.
Because well, why don't we say something?
If
Let's
we
turn off all the sound effects.
Okay, but then, you know, there'll just be silence in between. Like that. And this.
And that.
And, right, and there was another one before you said that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I missed that one.
Yeah, you probably did.
Well, wait a minute. I got just the cure for that.
What's that?
Well, I don't know. Let me get it out the sleeve here. Right, here it is. So, from Radio Nederland.
Oh, yes. We got a whole bunch of things from Radio Nederland.
Actually, it's only one record.
No, we did get a bunch of them, about four or five of them, actually.
This week?
This week, yes. That's rather nice.
This is from the Radio Nederland Transcription Service, Service de Transcription, Servicio de Transcription, Servicio de Transcription.
Well, if those people are going to send us records, can't they even have the face to speak English?
Oh, they did.
Oh.
This is Dutch avant-garde music that came to prominence in 1980.
Dutch avant-garde, huh?
Yeah. That's what it say.
And they're trying to spread it over here in America. What do you think about that, folks?
What do you say? Well, anyway, why don't we just continue on with some music, and then we'll get to another Bunky and Spunky. We have, two
Bunky
more.
And Spunky. There's a couple more Bunky and Spunkies in the bag waiting.
to be let out.
Waiting to be let out. They're clawing around in there.
Plus, what else do we have? We have that gentleman from the car repair place.
I hope he comes by. Well, we have to get our pizza.
Is he affiliated with any organization, or is he just an expert?
Better not be. It's illegal to be affiliated with any organization, especially on non-commercial radio.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So I don't think that's going to happen. We got to get our pizza before the place closes.
Yeah.
So let's do that now.
Good idea.
Let's turn the folks back to the... Well, let's turn the music back... Let's put some more music on, that's what I mean to say.
You want me to do it?
No. I want to do it.
Okay. Bye.
Hi,
this is the Oakland Ballet,
and we're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook, 90.1 FM.
Well, I'm glad somebody's out there.
Here to tell you kids about how to become a rock star. You know, you can be one and still be a good citizen.
Yeah, you should stay away from illegal drugs and underage girls and be wholesome, just like our fave-rave group, the Monkees.
One way to be wholesome is to stay away from the plaster casters, even if you would like to support the arts.
Now, theatrics are in these days, but don't douse your tongue with gasoline and have your lead guitarist apply a blowtorch to it. People might say you're trying to imitate Kiss.
Speaking of what's happening, everybody's heard of punk rock, and you may want to climb on the bandwagon, but don't drive a railroad spike through your nose just to be with it. It might affect your singing.
When you get to be a really big rock star, people will ask you to do benefits like for Bangladesh. But make sure it's for a worthy cause and not for bad guys. This means don't play for the Klingons.
And we all know famous rock stars get lots of airplay. Everybody wants to be on the radio.
But bribing the disc jockey is a no-no. For instance, don't go up to Mr. Mike or Mr. Eric and ask them to play your record in exchange for a dozen beautiful women, a Rolls Royce, and a million in Swiss franc in their own country.
So it's Spunky
and Bunky saying keep your noses clean and don't play with blasting caps.
Excuse me, did they say a dozen?
Beautiful women.
Beautiful women, a dozen of them?
Yeah.
What
makes you think we won't accept them?
What makes them think we won't?
I don't know. I really
don't. Where do they come off telling people what we accept and what we want? Look, if you want a record played, hey, you know, do your best.
At the dentist.
At the dentist? How could you? It's 20 to 2 on a Saturday morning. People don't want to hear dentist drills over the air, do they?
I don't know. There's nobody listening to us anyway, and you and I both know that.
Well, we're listening to each other.
Well, that doesn't count.
Why not?
Because.
Because what?
Because it doesn't. That's why. Because why?
That's a pretty silly reason, if you ask me.
Well, I can't think of any better. And neither can you.
Well, our telephone number is 246-7901. If the number is busy, hang up and don't call back. Well,
why not?
Area code 516 in front of that. Let us know what you think of the world situation, of your local situation, of any situation you'd like to see happen. Oh, what the hell? Talk to us about anything.
Oh,
Oh, dear.
That sound of breaking glass was by request.
Was it really?
It was.
Someone wanted to hear breaking. Well, they heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also heard the Beatles. She's So Heavy from Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Well, it's 10 minutes to 2 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's Sunday. Do you realize that, Mike? It's actually Sunday.
Where?
Everywhere. Sunday is a celebration of the sun, of the environment, of everything around us. There's going to be a special Sunday celebration here on campus, right, I believe, around Amen College, which is
today?
G&H Quads here on campus.
Yes.
It's going to be held today. It's starting at about between 10 o'clock and noon, I believe, lasting all day long. There are going to be people with solar energy projects and things like that, so please stop by right here on the campus of the State University at Stony Brook. So Saturday is Sunday today. It's kind of funny because this last Tuesday was a Friday, according to the university calendar. They changed things around because there were too many Friday holidays, so they had to make up the classes somewhere. So they picked that time.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think of all that?
I really don't know.
Hmm.
I really just don't know.
So today is Sunday, even though it says it's Saturday. You know, it was an interesting...
And it's not even Wednesday.
What?
It's not even Wednesday.
No, well, we can't say things like that.
Like Wednesday is Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, we're not allowed to say that.
No, we're not. Well,
sorry.
We certainly
are. Sorry, Tom.
But today, Friday, and Saturday, actually, and even Sunday is Caribbean Day here on campus, Caribbean Weekend, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And what they're doing is they're having all sorts of music specials. Well, you may have heard Peter and Philip earlier this evening, 7 to 9 slot. They're always on Friday nights. They play the best in Caribbean stuff. And
all sorts of reggae.
Yeah, and there was a band down in the Union today. Student Union building here on campus.
Playing 55-gallon drums.
They had, it was amazing, they had a row of 55-gallon drums, you know, the big things, I guess they use them for garbage sometimes, but they turned them over, they sort of punched them out a little bit, and they had different melodies for each one, and they were able to recreate melodies that you thought only strings could do, or a guitar or something. It sounded really nice.
I mean, they were reverberating through the entire building.
Oh, yeah, and
yeah.
Throughout the entire campus, in fact. About 20 people in the band, all percussion. It was just so amazing, and it was so loud, and people were just dancing all over the place.
Yeah.
They were playing reggae music tapes and having food of all sorts.
Sure.
There's going to be a party tomorrow night in the Union. There's going to be a picnic on Sunday, Peter and Philip tell me. It's really fun. It's a great way to usher in spring with both Sunday and the Caribbean Fest.
Can't beat that with a stick.
And there are all sorts of other parties and celebrations going on all over the place. Too bad it has to rain so damn much. But
Last Sunday, the true Sunday, was a nice day. It was a little on the chilly side, but I went for a walk on the beach, and I got myself some sun.
First sun
this year.
What beach did you go to?
I was down to Smith's Point.
Smith's Point, huh?
Yeah. I took a nice long walk.
That's very good. Nice beach down there.
Yeah. It's a little bit too early to go swimming, but...
I would say it's a lot too early to go swimming at this point.
Well, I went swimming down there last June, actually.
Yeah, well, this is only April, mind you.
But I can't wait.
Yeah. There is something the people today, in the Caribbean Festival, were playing a bunch of songs, and one of them we're quite familiar with.
Oh, is this our favorite?
It's our favorite.
June Lodge and Prince Muhammad.
Someone loves you, honey.
Don't one time. Come in the two times, that's a two time. Come in the three times, that's a three time. It's a fish, make up your mind, don't stay behind. It's a fish, make up your mind, don't stay behind. Come in the one time, that's a one time. Come in the two times, that's a two time.
Can you believe that there are actually people walking by when that song was playing with their fingers in their ears? I don't understand it. Do you understand that? No one understands it.
Does who understand it?
Our independent raider.
Oh. Hooray for the raider.
Hooray. Hooray.
In this way, I don't know. time. You're a good one. So it did someone last.
This is Robert Klein speaking to you from WUSB, Stony Brook, New York.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are quite privileged to have in the studio Mr. George Peoria. George is an expert on automobile maintenance and is a special feature of Radio Free Long Island. He's going to be providing a complete call-in answer service to your telephone questions. George, can you tell us about ourselves, and I'll screen the first call.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here, and I hope to help the folks out there with the problems they may be having with their automobiles at the present moment. I realize there are a lot of cars in the world today, and we have to make sure that they all work as well as possible, and I think if you give us a call right now, I can help you out. I've worked with cars for a good part of my life, and I think I could find out what your problem is. Do we have a call? Yes, we have a call. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Well, I have seemed to have developed a terrible problem. I'm hoping you can help me out.
Go ahead, sir.
I have developed a terrible air leak in my back tire. What should I do?
Okay, well, an air leak, in a tire is often a warning sign of something else that is wrong with the car. There could be a problem with the rear axle. There could be a problem with the front alignment. There could be a problem with the muffler. In my opinion, the best thing to do is to take it down to a reputable service station that will look your entire car over and make sure that nothing is wrong with it. And I believe such a service station exists on the corner of Route 112 and 24 called Larry's. You can take it down there, and they'll be sure to check into it for you. Let's go to the next call.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, this is a very interesting radio program you have.
Thank you very much. Do you have a question on cars?
Yes, I do.
Well, what is it?
Well, I was driving down the Long Island Expressway the other day,
yes,
and my steering wheel fell off.
Yes.
What should I do?
Well, it would make sense to put it back on so you could resume driving, but again, a steering wheel falling off is not a good sign. It happens a lot in films, motion pictures, TV shows, and usually something funny happens, but if it happens in real life, you probably end up going into a tree and dying or something. So get the thing put back on, drive down to a reputable service station such as Larry's at the corner of Route 112 and 24, and have your car checked out thoroughly and make sure that nothing else is wrong with it. Having a steering wheel fall off is not a good sign. There could be a lot more things wrong with your car than even you suspect. Let's go to the next call.
Hello? Hello, good morning, George. I have this problem with my car.
Yes.
Well, you know the condition they keep the roads in here on Long Island.
Yeah,
occasionally there'll be potholes.
Let me tell you something. The condition that roads are in on Long Island is just about the worst condition for roads, for cars, excuse me.
I know it.
You can spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars of front-end work, and one pothole will totally wipe it out. So that's why I suggest that you go for a weekly front-end check at a reputable gas station, such as Larry's, on the corner of Route 112 and 24. What was your specific problem?
Well, there's one road I travel on my way to work. It's got so many potholes that had been filled in, some that hadn't been filled in. It looks like there's so many patches on it that the road looks just like a quilt. Now, this is causing my headlight to fall out, but only on the left side. Now, what should I do to correct this situation? Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to ask the listener first, before he hangs up, if you have a four-system headlight, a four-headlight system, or a two-headlight system.
Well, neither, actually. It's a motorcycle, and I only have one headlight.
Oh, well, then you certainly need it. Okay, well, get the headlight put back in, and bring it down to a reputable motorcycle repair shop.
Am I still on the air?
Such as Larry's on the corner of Route 112 and 24, who also does motorcycles.
Hello?
They fix bicycles, too. They fix just about everything, so
bring
all of
your
stuff down there.
Hello?
Let's go to the next call. You're on the air.
Why, hello, Don. I mean, George, whatever your name is.
George is the name.
George,
are you
Peoria?
Sure you're calling the right program?
Yes. I read your column every day in the Yankee Penny Saver.
Oh.
And I was wondering...
Thank you.
...if I could get an autographed picture of you for my living room.
Well, a full catalog of...
for my bedroom.
A full catalog of autographed pictures of me are available at any reputable gas station, such as Larry's at the corner of Route 112 and 24. Let's take one last call.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
I'm the same fellow who had the motorcycle a minute ago.
Oh.
But I thought you cut me off when I was on the air. I had another question.
Well, go ahead.
Well, what am I going to do when it rains out? How am I supposed to drive my motorcycle?
Well, certain shops carry a full line of rain material for motorcycles, such as umbrellas that do not fly away under high speeds. Any reputable motor shop would sell that, such as Larry's on the corner of Route 112 and 24. Carries a full line of motorcycle umbrellas and awnings that you can attach to your motorcycle. So I would suggest investing in one of those. They're only a couple of $100, but they'll really do you a lot of good. They'll double your enjoyment on the motorcycle because you'll be able to ride in the rain. And also they carry a full line of rain tires that prevent the motorcycle from slipping off the road. It's definitely worth the investment. Let's take one last call because that really didn't count, so this will be the last call.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from St. James tonight.
Yes.
When I'm in heavy traffic and I go to blow my horn at someone, sometimes it doesn't work, but it only doesn't work when I'm in heavy traffic, and I'm wondering if there's a cause to that effect.
Well, yes. A horn not working is a symptom, very often a symptom of more trouble within the car. A horn not working could indicate for correct order that the ball bearings might be off, that the exhaust system might not be functioning as well as it might, that the transmission may be the wrong size for the car. The horn is the voice of the car, and if that doesn't work properly, you're sure to have some problems. I would recommend taking your car in and having a full checkup of all the parts at a reputable gas station, such as Larry's gas station at the corner of Route 112 and 24. So I would definitely recommend that, and your problems with your horn should definitely cease, as well as quite a few others. Okay, I think that... Oh, Mike, do we have time for... Okay, we have time for one more call. This will be the last call. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling from the Department of Customer Affairs. My name is Donald Hagen.
Uh-huh.
And we think that your program is a complete farce, and it is a total fraud perpetrated on the American public. We'd like to know what you have to say about that.
I think we're just about out of time now, and I've really enjoyed being on this program. I hope I can return again someday soon. Mike, I want to thank you for inviting me up here, and...
Well, it was indeed an experience, George.
I hope your listeners learned something from it.
Yeah, we certainly did get a good bunch of intelligent telephone calls tonight, and hope to have you again next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Very good, very good. That's, Marilyn Horn.
And all the frogs.
Marilyn Horn, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Henry Lewis.
I'm not supposed to mess this up, am I?
Here in Radio Free Long Island. I'm supposed to mess up what?
What I just messed up.
I don't know. But it's past history anyway. 22 minutes after 2. And what we... Do you know what we have here, Mike?
We have
My Fair Lady.
In Hebrew.
In Hebrew. I don't know where in tarnation we got this record, but it says in the front, just in gold letters, My Fair Lady, adapted from Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion. It says underneath that, sung in Hebrew, and the rest of the album is all written in Hebrew. I just turned, to look at the back of it, and I can't understand a single word that it says. It's all in Hebrew. It's typeset and everything. It does say Columbia Records and things like that at the bottom.
Copyright 1968.
In fact, there is some English in here. It says, nothing like My Fair Lady ever happened to Israel before. And I can certainly believe that.
That's, how was your pizza tonight?
It was nice. Kind of burnt, actually. But
yeah.
I guess, burnt pizza's all right sometimes. When you're in the mood for it.
I'm not.
Oh, well, you have to be. Do you want to preview some of this?
Sure.
This is My Fair Lady, ladies and gentlemen, in Hebrew.
Thank you.
Hot diggity.
על ביצוע רצח השפה האנגלית. כן, למשהו כזה חיכיתי, זהו החינוך הטוב הבריטי.
דומני שהדוגמה שבחרת אינה אופיינית, אדוני.
האומנם? כך אדם מסול סקוור שאל אותו, תסלח לי סר, אולי תועילנה לספר. אם הלכת קצת ללמוד
לבית ספר, מה פתאום? לא יכלתי.
לא יכלתי. תשמע יורקשיירי מדבר, או איש ולשי היזהר, מיד תרצה לחבוט ראשך בקיר. זאת צורחת כמו ינשוף, שמע אותה. פנינה כזאת גם שייקספיר לא הכיר. העוף הזה הוא לה סימן היכר, לא הפרצוף, לא כל דבר אחר. למה זה האנגלים אינם לומדים אנגלית? לכל אנגלי בעצם שפה שונה פרטית. אילו כך דיברת אז מיד בלי ויכוחים, היית אתה מוכר פרחים. לכך אנגלי אומר מילה וחיש אתה יודע מי הוא. לפי הדיבור נקבע חיש אם עשיר הוא, אם אני הוא. כי רק ההיגוי מראה מיד את האמת, החיים והמוות בפור. נט, אם רק תשמע את הסקוטי, ודאי לא תוכל שלא לבכות. וגם האירלנדי כבר שווה מכות. ישנם מקומות שבהם לאנגלית זה כבר סימן, באמריקה לא משתמשים בה מזמן. למה זה האנגלים אינם לומדים אנגלית? לסינים יש הסינית ולרוסים רוסית. גם הצרפתים מקפידי טבע על המבטא, והוא מקפיד לשמור על הדקדוק אפילו במיטה. האיטלקית קולחת לה בשטף ובשפט, גם העברית נער שקוצים אותה להפך. אך אם תדבר אנגלית היטב יאמרו כולם, איזו שפה זאת? איזו שפה זאת? זאת לא אנגלית.
המון לזלול ובחם לחמם גדול, מה טוב ומה חמים, איך יהיה אז יופי לי, מה טוב ככה לשבת יופי זאת בחם סביב. לא אותי נעפה חוצה עד שיבון חפים על בלתי ראש חמוד
האל הטוב ברא לנו ידיים.
בין העבוד ולחם מסתכר. האל הטוב ברע לנו ידיים, רק אם תדיפת מזל, רק אם תדיפת מזל, יעבוד כבר מישהו אחר. רק אם תדיפת, רק אם תדיפת, אם תדיפת מזל כבר מסתדר. האל הרע משקל אין עשותינו לראות נמעל, היצר מתגבר. האל ברע משקל אין עשותינו, אם השכן זקוק לך, עזור לו, כי כך ציווה האל וכך רצה. אם השכן זקוק לך, עזור לו, רק אם תלבד מזל, רק אם תלבד מזל, הוא עוד אבא בעת לא ימצא. רק אם תלבד, רק אם תלבד, הוא עוד אבא בעת לא ימצא. תמיד עדור לך חשיעה,
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
רגיל מאוד.
שאינו
דורש דבר, רק שנניחו לו תמיד לחיות כפי שנוח לו ולעשות כרצונו.
אני
פשוט כמו כולם.
I understand.
אוהב לחיות בלי צרות, בלי לקבל הוראות משום אדם. סתם אדם מאוד רגיל. אך אם תיקח לך אישה, מיד תתחיל לפרשה. ואתה כבר תקפץ, אז בכל 90 הקילו לשפץ תתחיל אותך.
נו,
כן, אם תיקח לך אישה ותשתודיע בחיוך, ואתה הוא המחליט. ברגע שגמר שם שאמרת רק כפו. אתה רוצה לקרוא את גילטון, היא תפטפט על אהבה. אם יש קונצרט, אז כל הארץ ילך לו על חיבוש חכם. ואם תיקח לך אישה, תהיה לך בגרות קשה. אם אדם רוצה סיוט, יתחתן לו לבריאות. אבל למה לאישה, אם יש לי כבר רופא שיניים שמחיא חצי ממנה בלי קיוט? אני אדם שקט מאוד, היושב לו בכל ערב בחדרו המרווח, ואוהב דממה בשקט כמו בקבר שנשכח. אדם חושב עניים, אדם בבעיות, אוהב להיסגר, מתנזר בלי רעש המבחין של הבריאות. סתם אדם מאוד שקט. אך אם תיקח לך אישה, מיד תופיע הפלישה, ולפתע היא תזמין
ידידות וידידים, לשיפוט ולשיחה על הנושא למה הבעל עצבני.
Oh, no.
או משפחה יש לה גרנדיוזית שתבקר אתכם תמיד. יש לה אימא קולוסלית עם קול שמנפחת זכוכית. כן, אם תיקח לך אישה, אם תיקח לך אישה, אם תיקח לך אישה. לעולם אישה הביתה לא אכניס.
Ya rad
Ya rad
Ya
כי לא אוכל לישון גם לא בעד כל הון שבעולם
אם אדמים יבחילו עוד האמר ויהיו שוצוננים לשולחן ורוחות רדומים ייסו אלי מדרה ביטאים
Simply amazing. That was My Fair Lady, done in
dub,
Hebrew, just about everything went through that.
We had a request for airplane noise, which we played already.
Played airplane noise. What's this we're hearing now?
This is the Jewish Blues.
And who is that?
This is Steve Siminowitz.
Would you turn off the bloody dub? Thank you. Dub can be bad for you after a while. Don't let it go away.
This is a tune called Bashana Haba Hara. It's actually a pretty catchy tune. And it was recorded right here on campus.
WUSB 94.1 FM.
Well, Mike, with 13 minutes left in the program, what's on your mind?
My mind?
Yes, your mind.
There's nothing on my mind.
I think something has happened, something strange, and I can't explain it. I don't know how.
Yes, something has happened.
Or why. It just seems as if we've totally freaked out.
Flipped is the word.
Flipped over and then done something nuts. I think we've just said to ourselves, after falling down an entire flight of stairs in dub, let's go crazy.
I'm entertaining the people, and I'm also, as Sir Collins, is calling for peace in the carnival and love. And also, all the youth, the young generation of today, I am begging them, and I'm preaching to them, and I'm selling my record, I'm selling clothes, I'm selling cloth to help the young generation of England today. Black, white, pink, blue, you name it. And all you millions out there, come down and have a nice time. The carnival is nice. They're squeezing everybody up, but we're having a great time here. Within the world, and also to help the young generation of tomorrow. You understand me? That means we don't want no war at this carnival this day. All we want is just peace, love, happiness, and joy for that.
Yeah, it's carnival time.
Yeah.
here on Radio Free Long Island. Let's go crazy.
We already are.
We've gone crazy. We've gone there and we've come back, and we seem to be still alive and well at 2:52 in the morning. Glad I had some agreement on that. So, what are your plans for this week coming up, Mike? And if you dub me one more time, I'm going to do something drastic.
You know what I did a couple of weeks ago?
What's that?
It was a Saturday, and we went down to this haunted house in Long Branch, New Jersey. I don't know if I told
alleged. You. Alleged haunted house. There was no such thing.
Yeah, the alleged
haunted house. As a haunted house.
Well, in any event, we went down there. We trucked all the way down there. This was one Saturday, and we got down there, and it was really kind of spooky driving down there. What happened was we got there. We finally found the place, and turned out it was closed for the season.
The haunted house was closed for the season.
It was due to open the next day.
I see.
Isn't that terrible? I don't know what's going to happen this week.
A haunted house has... that doesn't make sense.
Sure it does.
How can a haunted house have times that you can go in?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be able to go into a haunted house at 12 o'clock on a Saturday night. That's what they're there for.
Well, those are the ones you don't have to pay admission to get in.
You have to pay admission to get into a haunted house. Only Mike Uhas would do that.
Well, you too.
No, I never did it, and I never will.
Oh.
The only kind of house, haunted house I'll break into is a real one.
Oh.
Well, I mean, not break into, but just enter.
Hmm. Well, in case you're just tuning in, we pity you.
Because you missed the entire show. We're almost finished now. We have 6 minutes left. And we'll be back again next week, of course, with more lunacy of sorts.
Oh, well, yeah, that's another thing we should speak about. We may not even be here, but we will be here.
We'll be here in a sense. We don't know exactly how yet.
We'll probably be here on tape.
Well, maybe we will, maybe we won't. Who knows?
Maybe by live... satellite transmission remote.
We could be anywhere.
Yeah.
We'll let you know what all this means at a future time, but we're considering, you know, ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And that you can hear Lister.
You can hear that, huh?
Sure can.
Well, Eric, I have a tune to close off with.
Okay, well, let's close off with it. And I want to say goodnight to you, Mike.
Well, get rid of yours. I don't want to hear that.
Well, this is a tune we're playing. I'm sorry, Mike.
No.
I was first.
I have it all queued up.
I'm sorry. I asked you if you had something to go out with, and you said no.
Yeah,
you don't.
But I have one. I told you.
Well, you didn't tell me. I already found something, and this is perfect. So why don't we just let it play, and why don't you just shut up, huh?
There's somebody there who's going to argue with you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I don't agree. What are you going to do about it? Oh. Okay. Mike, why don't you tell the folks what we have lined up for them as our going away?
Well, this is the title tune from Genesis, Trick of the Tail album.
Trick of the Tail, huh?
My name's Mike Uhas. It's been a real pleasure and a privilege.
My name's Eric Corley. It's been somewhat likewise, and we'll be back again next week.
There's our insane, independent raider. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, our independent raider is back. It's funny, you know, I missed that guy who came in with the car expert advice, and I'm the one who could use it.
Yeah, well, maybe he'll be back next week.
I hope so, but in any event, I just want to say that I feel much better after, you know, doing this about my car and everything. I feel like, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, you got your new car on the way, right?
I hope so. It's you know, older than the one I just threw out, but who knows? Who knows what it's going to turn into?
I'll be back Monday night at midnight.
I'll be back Tuesday night at 9, and we'll both be back
next somehow, somewhere.
Friday night at 12:02 or Saturday morning, however you want to look upon it.
On WUSB.
And we can assure you that we'll be doing the craziest things possible. If you have any suggestions on crazy things you'd like to be have done on your radio,
mail it to us.
Mail us a letter or a card or anything.
We have somebody who says he's going to mail it to us.
Lots of people.
WUSB is our radio station. We're at the State University of New York at Stony Stony Brook, maybe we shouldn't tell them where we're from. But
well, we're from Stony Brook, New York. The zip is 117-794. And, of course, the program, Radio Free Long Island. We'll be back again next week. We'll see you later.
So long.
Goodbye.
But it's a life mission to go. We've left it that nobody knows. Gone were the times you had known from a child, along with the dream of a life. We traveled the wide open road, to blink at our cave, in search of another to share in his life. No, everyone looks so strange to him. You got no horns and you got no tail. You don't really know our existence. Am I wrong to believe in the city of gold? It lies in the distance, crying. Read the sign. The creatures they pushed and they prodded his frame and questioned his story again. But soon they grew bored as their prey, the beast that can talk more like a freak or publicity stunt. Such a